Okay, Rabbeinu, today's daf is daf Ayin Tes, and we're starting from approximately a quarter down the Amud, where the line begins, Mochar Ashba, Mochar Zivla. Now, this is a direct quote from the Mishnah that we had back on Ayin Ches Amud Beis, where the Mishnah told us that certain items, when you sell them, they're not only selling the item itself, but also the contents of the item, even if you didn't specify L'moshel. Back on Ayin Chesamid Beis, Mocher Ashba, you sold a garbage dump. Mocher Zivla, you also sold the fertilizer Zevel that has accumulated in the garbage dump. It's part and parcel. So it's not just the Mokoim of the Ashba, which might be Dalar al Dalid, but it's also the Zevel that has accumulated. And similarly, Mocher Bor, you sell a bor. Mocher Meimeha, typically a bor has water in the cistern. If you sold a bor, the water is included. Mocha Kaberis, if you sell a Bienenstock, that's a beehive. Mocha Dvoiren, you also sell the bees in the beehive. And finally, Mocha Shoivach, if you sell a Shoivach, which is a dove cut. Mocha Yoinim, that also includes the doves. Okay, so we focused on, in each of these cases, a case of Mechira, that something was sold, and not only that item, but whatever Masha Besoicha was also included. And now the Gemara is going to bring another Mishnah, a Mishnah Mesechtes Me'ilah, which, as you'll see, also talks about Ba Ubameshe B'soicha. And then you'll see clearly the parallel from our Mishnah, which is talking about Mechira, sales, to the case of Me'ilah, which is talking about a person who is Maktish. He consecrates something. So the first, the Mishnah goes and tells us three categories of Kedusha. And it tells us that anything and everything potentially can become Kadosh, but for different purposes. So for instance, Tznan Hasam, a Mishnah in Mesechtes Me'ilah, called HaRoy LeMizbeach, for Loy LeBedek HaBayis. You could have something which is Kedusha's Mizbeach. For instance, you have a Behemah which is a Tam meaning that it is without any mum, without a blemish, exactly right. And therefore it's Roy to bring for a carbon. If I mark the shit l'mizbeach, it gets kedushas mizbeach. That's the highest form of the kedushas that we are enumerating in that Mishnah. And then you have number two, the bedek habayis v'loy l'mizbeach. What happens if, for instance, I am maktish lumber, which can be used for bedek habayis, in fact, for building materials. And if no part of the Beis HaMikdash was using lumber, so whatever we're talking about in terms of building materials.
Exactly, yes. Gizri Eitzim are lumber, so maybe that's not a good example, because they go on the Mizbeach. If I'm Maktish, something that's written on the Mizbeach, Gizri Eitzim.
Okay, and fine,
Korban Eitzim requires Eitzim according to Rebbe or somebody. I think Rashbam says, Zav, Kesav, Avonim, Yukaros.
Good, let's talk about that. Okay. Very good. Shkoyach. If you're talking about the Zav, Kesef, and all that Yukaros, that would be great for purposes of building, and especially because I'm not sure that any part of the Beis HaMikdash was built with wood. It could be that all of it was built with precious stone, Zav, Kesef, Avonim, etc. So all of those are Roy for Bedek HaBayis, but not for the Mizbeach. Thank you. Finally, Loy LeMizbeach for Loy LeBedek HaBayis, you can have items which are neither for this nor for that. For instance, says Rishbam, what happens if you have milk at home, or you have Gvina, Murius, Ashpa, Asovim, all different types of items and all different types of categories, none of these, Cholav and Gvina, are not Roy for being put on the Mizbeach. Nor is Murius. Murius is fish sauce. Nor is Ashba. Nor is Asav. Nor are any of these Roy for building materials to go and build the Bedek HaBayis. So what are they Roy for? They're Roy for Stam to have Kedusha. And therefore, our Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Me'ilah, whether or not we're starting off Roy the Mizbeach, or something which is Roy the Bedek HaBayis, or something which is not Roy for either of the two, if you're Makdish it, it becomes Kodosh. And there's a din of Me'ilah, Moy Alan Behen, as they state in the Gemara. Okay? I intest from the Aleph. Welcome aboard, Ali.
Must I here? No, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We're more or less where the black line starts on the side, okay? So, says the Gemara, Ketzad. not the Gemara, the Mishnah now explains. Both it can have a din of me'ilah and what's inside of it. So what does it mean inside of it? Ketzer. Hikdish bor maleya mai. What happens if you makdish a bor, which was full of water? You are not makdish the water, but you are makdish the bor. The bor was full of water. Ashpa is maleya zevel. You are makdish ashpa. Ashpa is a garbage dump that had zevel. Shoivach, you had a dovkat, which is maleyayim. You had a sada maleya sabim, a field full of grass, which was growing. Elon nosui peiros. You were makdish a tree that had on it peiros. Me'al behenam meshe besoichan. Even though you only made a statement vis-a-vis the outer, like the bar, you were makdish the bar, you weren't makdish the mayim. You makdish the bar, mayim is also included. Me'al behenam meshe besoichan. Same thing, the ash with the zevel, the shevach with the yodim. And by the way, this is virtually identical to our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah we said that a person who is moicher, for instance, the ashba, then the zevel goes along. A mocher bar, you sold a bar, then the water goes along for the ride. And the same thing is shoivach mocher yoinim. See, here too, here he wasn't moicher, he was makdish. So it's not only the item itself, he was makdish, but also my sheva soichan also becomes kadosh.
So he doesn't have to pronounce that he's also makdish the water in the bor.
No, he does not have to pronounce.
Being silent on it, it's automatic.
It goes along for the ride. So therefore, it's all part and parcel of the hekdish. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah over there. That's the ketzad. That even though he didn't mention mayim, or the zevel, or the yoinim, or the asavim, or the peiros, mi'al behen, u'mavishib esach.
Interesting, except for the ashba, everything here has a use on the mizbeach. The bor for nisik ha-mayim.
So I'm glad that you mentioned that about mayim, because Rishbam initially also says, like you, that the mayim is roi the mizbeach, and then the Rishbam says no. Why not? Because if you look at the Rishbam mayim,
yeah, ruin the berik habayis.
It's ruin the berik habayis, not for the mizbeach.
Right.
It's roi lasis tit. If you're doing some construction and you need clay
cement,
or cement or whatever, v'lo yin lemizbeach. To mayim mechunosin psulin the nisach hamayim.
Thank you.
It has to be mayim chayim and not water that comes from
stagnant
water. V'gam in medichin shar kabonis. So you're going to tell me, yeah, but you can use it in the Beis HaMitbachayim.
Right, to rinse out the innards and all the... Oh,
exactly. He said, no, that also was not good, because with the Amasamayim Shabazor, there was that flowing water in the Azor itself.
Irrigation canal.
Right, and they use those waters to clean out all of the kachim. So therefore, regular water in a regular bar was not roi lemizbeach, or for the accessories for karbanis for the mizbeach. It was only roi lebedek habayis, for instance, for making the tip.
But yonim certainly are, because they're away from the...
Yonim, absolutely.
Peiros for bikurim. Mm-hmm. Asavim for perhaps if it's used for the ketores, different ketores.
Yeah, I think Adam of him means like green grass.
Okay,
but if you go to skip to the next Rishbam, Ashbois Malay Zevel.
Right,
that's Roilam Mizbeach. Roilam Berik Abayis.
No,
Shoyvich Malay Yoinah, as you said, Roilam Mizbeach. Roilam Berik Abayis. Why not? Lichoz Lishakin Bebinyan. You can't go and stuff up the wall by putting in a bunch of doves. So it's not roi for the physical Berik Abayis. So you're going to tell me, what about the Shoyvich itself? Is Roilam Berik Abayis? Yeah, but you can go and take it apart and use the lumber for construction or whatever. The hegdish was not intended for the physicality of the shoivach, only the value. If you're going to undo, dismantle the shoivach, so hefsid gadol. This is not a revach for hegdish. This is going to be a hefsid for hegdish, a major loss. When you have a fully constructed dovecut, then it has a value. You can go and sell it for whatever.
It's more than the sum of its parts.
Exactly.
It's functionality.
Beautiful. So if you're going to dismantle it and take in now the lumber, that's the purpose of making Hegdish is giving a present to Hegdish. The purpose is not to go, and the Hegdish should lose money on the deal. So therefore, Vaita the Shoivich is not Ro'ui, neither for the Nizbeach, nor for Bedek Abayis, but it's Ro'i to become Kodesh, just like we said before, the Cholav and the Gevina. It's not Ro'i for Mizbeach and Berik Abayis, but Oid Kolhani Diktani Mizbeach Berik Abayis. Amasha Besoichem Koi, where the Chiddush that we're talking about is what the contents is. Vachikama Loimi, but you have the Masha Besoichem Koi Mizbeach the Kedishi. Not only if what's the contents happens to be something which is Roi the Mizbeach, such as the doves inside the dovecut, the Roi the Mizbeach, And even if it's not Bedek Abayis, it's other things like the things that like the Asovim, which are not Roy, either for the Mizbeach or for Bedek Abayis. All to Zedin, May Alan Behen, Umamesh Abasach. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. And now the Mishnah continues on back to the Gemara. Aval Hiktish Bor, Biyakach Nesmalimai. What happens at the time that you were Mekadish, the Makdish, the Bor? It was empty. Zero. Gunish. You were Makdish for the Mizbeach, not for the Mizbeach, for Hegdish. Biyakach Nesmalimai. And then afterwards it filled up with water. Or you were Makdish the Ashba, Biyakach Nesmal Zevel. And subsequently, somebody put Zevel or the garbage turned into Zevel. Or shoyvach, it was an empty shoyvach. Viachach nesmali yoinim. Or an ilan viachach nosa peiros. At the time that you were makdish it, it was barren. But 6 months later, now there's peiros. So the viachach, so the viachach nesmali asav. And after that, grass grew. Mi'alim behen, vi'ein mi'alim b'mesh b'soichen diver Reb Yehuda. You only moil in it itself, and not those things that grew in subsequently. Why are the things that grew in subsequently, why are they not included? So that's going to be the discussion on the base, and the Gemara is going to use that svara, because it's a davish lebala olam. It can be makdish, something which is not even in existence. If I makdish the bar, and the bar is empty, yeah, subsequently it rains, and water comes in, or somebody poured water in.
They didn't exist in the bar at this moment.
Exactly right. Even if it existed in the world, or it existed in the clouds. But it's not down here. So that's
it. They'd have to return it to the owner?
Not that you have to return it to the owner.
It doesn't have Kedusha.
It doesn't have Kedusha and it stays there. So if the owner at any given time comes to the Gizbar in the base of Magdish, he says, you know that bar that I gave you? Sure, I have the bar. I'm very proud of it. I want to sell it. Well, there's water in it. Can I use the water? The water is yours. It's not my water. My bar is holding on to your water.
But isn't your property being nene from Hegdish then? Mm-hmm. If especially in the case of a bor of Mayim, but for the bor, the water would escape.
So let's look to Reb Yossi. The svara that you're giving is Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi, remember we had five different examples which were enumerated here in this Mishnah. We have the bor and the Mayim, that's one. We have the ashba and the zevel, that's two. Shoivach and Yonim is three. Soda and Asavim is four. Ilan and Peiris is five. On all five of those, said the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Yehuda, if it was initially empty, even though subsequently comes again those new contents, they are not in the equation. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Hamakdish Sodom Vesey Ilon, of the five, two of them, Sodom Ilon, Mayalan Behen, Ubigiduleim, and any further growth subsequent to his original Hegdish. Why? Neshehein Giduli Hegdish. Because they are now the derivatives of the Hegdish. When you are Makdish a bar and you fill it up with water, the water is not a derivative of the bar. It's now just contained inside the bar. But really the two are unrelated. I could have filled up the bar instead of with water with Coca-Cola. Or I could have filled it up with balls or filled it up with toothpicks. Whatever I want to fill in them. So the contents really has nothing to do with the inherent nature of the thing that I was makdish.
Unless you donated a well.
I donated the well, for sure.
Right.
But the well was empty.
It's a bore. It's a bore. It's not a well. It doesn't have a water table. It's not a water table replenished. It's a bore. It's a contained. It's limited. It's limited.
Very good. Very good.
A well and a bore.
Oh, so that is a. You've expressed yourself very well. There's a difference between a bore, which is a dry cistern, which does not have its own water source,
yes,
that you or I or Kadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel through make shamim has to fill it up. Otherwise, this bar could remain dry forever. Masha Enkim, when you have a tree and you have a soda, we know by definition every tree is going to grow pears, even if there's a drought, so it'll be inferior pears. But something's going to grow because you have a tree. And the same thing applies to a soda. Something will grow from it. So therefore, those are Gidulei Hegdish. Those Gidulei Hegdish become Kaddish. So now I have a machloikus clearly between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Now, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, we're going to have a shaila, how broad or how limited is the machloikus? On the surface, it would appear that Rabbi Yossi is only arguing on the two, the Soda and the Ilan. Rabbi Yehuda says on all five, future growth or future contents are not included. And Rabbi Yossi says, I'm not going to talk about the other three. but on two of them. Suddenly, Elon, there I hold that when there will be future growth, they will be included. Why will they be included? Because they're derivatives of the Hegdish. Masha Enkin, the other three, the water is not a derivative of the Hegdish of the bar, the Zevel is not a derivative of the Ashba, and the Yoinim are not a derivative of the Shoivach. You can have a Shoivach empty forever. Yoinim are residing there, but they're not part and parcel of the fabric of the Shoivach. So that's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Tanya, and now we have Rebbe, and on the surface it sounds like Yovei HaKosav HaShlishi V'Yachriya Beinem, meaning that Rebbe says, now that we have this Machlokes Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yossi, I want to issue my psak. My psak lahalach is near Divrei Rebbe Yehuda b'bar v'shoivach. I agree with Rebbe Yehuda b'bar v'shoivach as was that ein me'alin b'meshe b'saychai. Even though he refers to bar v'shoivach, the same thing is ashba. Igmar just leaves it out because it's the same type of case. And I agree to Rebbe Yossi b'sod v'ilan. In the case of sod v'ilan, that what that you are moyel in the future growth because they are gedulei hegdish. Okay, so far so good. Now the Gemara analyzes Rebbe and is kind of upset with how Rebbe has formulated his statement.
Yes.
Hi, Mike. Let me understand. Bishleim and Nirin Div Rebbe Yehuda Bebar V'Shoivach, Mechlal De Palig Asode De Ilan. If you're telling me that I agree with Rebbe Yehuda in Bar V'Shoivach, implicit in that means I do not agree with him on Sod of Elon. And therefore, there is a machloikis, the Gabi Sod of Elon. And a Sod of Elon, I favor somebody else's view, that other person being, of course, Rabbi Yossi. So that's why he's saying, I like Rabbi Yehuda Bar B'Shoivach. But I like, by Sod of Elon, I like Rabbi Yossi. Because that's where Rabbi Yossi is arguing. Rabbi Yossi said, Sod and Elon, there's a Me'ila, Neshe Geduli Hegdish. Hello. How does Rabbi continue on? Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yossi b'sod v'ilan. I agree to Rabbi Yossi b'sod v'ilan as was that you are moyel b'mashe b'soichon because they are gedulei hegdish. Michlal, so let's derive from that. Michlal de palig b'bar v'shoivach. It must be that Rabbi Yossi is arguing in all four cases, really all five cases, not only sod v'ilan, but also in bar v'shoivach and the ashpa. And on that, says Rabbi, And I don't agree with Rabbi Yossi in the Bar V'Shoivach case. I only agree with Rabbi on the Sod of Elon case. Frank Timura, for Rabbi Yossi, Sod of Elon Ka'amar. Rabbi Yossi is only arguing in the Sod of the Elon. Meaning, if you go back to that original Mishnah that we brought, on the surface, Rabbi Yehuda says in all five cases, no dinam me'ila.
Rabbi Yehuda seems to be agreeing with him in the first three.
Exactly.
And only contending on the last two.
Exactly. Only by the Sod of the Elon. He said, oh, one second. First three, I can agree with you. That's no problem because they're not gedulim. They're not derivatives of the original Hegdish. But Sod of the Elon, those are derivatives. Now that's a different story. Oh, so then Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda on the first three cases. So he says, why is Rabbi saying, I only agree with Rabbi Yossi by Sod of the Elon? I don't agree with him on the other three. What do you mean you don't agree? Everybody agrees on the other three cases. Bar v'shoivach ashba. It's unanimous. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi both hold that ein me'alin b'meshe b'soichan because they're not geduli hegdish. So I don't understand where Rabbi's coming from. V'chitayma. Maybe I can understand Rabbi Yossi in the following way. The devarav of Rabbi Yehuda ka'amar. That Rabbi Yossi, when he says his statement, he, in fact, is talking lishitoscha, which is very often you find in the Gemara.
Yes.
Lididi, azoy, lididach.
So moda, modali.
Idly mias, then in this case. So what would that mean? The Devar de Birakama. I, Rabbi Yossi, hold emesin in all five cases. Not are you only moil behen in the original item, but even the future items that come into that bar. Shoivach,
Ashva,
container, makes no difference. Whatever comes in subsequently is also included. The Gemara is going to say that Svara is like Remeir on the Yomid Beis, which you mentioned before.
Adam Makne, Makdish Dover Shlobolo.
Exactly. Adam can be Makne and Makdish Dover Shlobolo. Even though it doesn't exist, he can still be Makne and Makdish. We'll see Mitchum on the Yomid Beis shortly. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi really is saying to Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree with you on all of your five halachas. You say that none of it has a status of me'al mashe b'soichan. You're wrong. I disagree. You're moilin all five. But Oilimias, at least with the very least, agree with me in the case of the sod of the Elon. Because the Kiduli Hegdish is not just being makne dover sheba aloy bala oilam. We're talking about that these growths, the grass that's growing in the sodom, and the potatoes that are growing from the Elon, they are getting their unika, their moisture,
their
nourishment, their nutrients, their minerals they're getting from the ground or from the tree. And the ground and the tree are hegdish. So now part and parcel of these gedulim is also a shtickle hegdish. Whether it's 5% or 10% or 1% of epis, it's hegdish. Therefore, it's geduli hegdish. Therefore, may alin behen. Ah, so maybe that's taka the pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are disagreeing on all five cases. Mikotzel katzel, all five. What Rabbi Yehuda says in all five cases, no denim ila amesha b'saychem. And Rabbi Yossi holds there is a dinam ila b'mesha b'sakhan on all five. Rabbi Yossi is just picking on these two and says, come on, Rabbi Yehuda, at the very least, agree with me vis-a-vis Svar of Elon, because they get to the Hegdish. Ezoi bazoi, zokti gemara, now I would understand Rabbi, because if in fact the machloikis is on all five, as you say, mikotze ala kotze, five and five, ezoi bazoi, therefore Rabbi says, in the case of the three, I learn like Rabbi Yehuda. In the case of the two, I learn like Rabbi Yossi. So then Lechoira would answer our kasha. We said, what was our kasha? Gemara said, Hai mai, Bishloim, I know that there's a machloikis by Sod of Elon, because that says Befeirish. But there's no machloikis by Bar V'Shoivach. Why is Rabbi picking sides in Bar V'Shoivach? I agree with him, I agree with him. Everybody agrees by Bar V'Shoivach. There's no disagreement. Maybe, in fact, there is a disagreement on all five. But Rabbi Yossi only verbalizes it too because of this Lidach Lididi. Lididi! All of them would be Muktish, even Masha B'Saychem. Why? Because they hold Oda Makdish, Davashal Balaylam. But you that disagree, but at least be Moida on the two cases, because these are Geduli Hegdish. And therefore Rabbi says, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda in one case, and I agree with Rabbi Yossi in the other case. However, says the Gemara, the Chitema, that's how you want to learn, but that's not true. Don't tell me that Rabbi Yossi argues in all five cases. V'atanya b'v'feirish b'raisa on point. Om Rabbi Yossi, ein ani roya divi shel Rabbi Yehuda b'soda v'ilan. I disagree respectfully in the soda v'ilan case, m'mnei shehein gidulei hegdish. However, the soda v'ilan, who the ein roya? It's only by the soda v'ilan. Why did Rabbi Yossi say, Einan Niroya Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, son of Elon? He should have said, I disagree with him in all five cases. If you're telling me that it's Takemi Kotze La Kotze. By the fact that he says, I don't agree with him, son of Elon, so you see, it's not a Lididi, I hope, of Liditcha. No. He's only arguing son of Elon, but the other case is Barbe Shevech Roya. He's masking. Barbe Shevech Ashba, your Moil Behen. So we're back to square one. Why did Rebbe choose between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? The Gavi Bar V'Shoivach, everybody agrees the Bar V'Shoivach. We're going to have to explain Rebbe's halach a little bit differently. We started off from a Rebbe Nirin, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and the Divrei Rabbi Yossi. We assume that that means he's paskening halach l'maisa, right? We have this machloikis in the Mishnah, the Braisa, all over. So now Rebbe is codifying the first code of Jewish law, even before the Rambam, and even before the Torah, and even before the Shulchan Aruch. And he's saying, Rabbi Yisai, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda b'bar v'shoivach, and we hold like Rabbi Yossi b'sod of Elon. And then the Gemara said, that doesn't make any sense. We hold like everybody b'bar v'shoivach, and there's no machloikis. So tomorrow, no, hochi kama. That's not what Rebbe said, and it's not what Rebbe meant. Rather, Rebbe is explaining and explicating the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and he's saying, "Hachin komar, nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda li Rabbi Yossi bebar v'shoivach." Going back to the lashon of this price, it's two lines before the wide lines. Tani umber Rebbe, nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda bebar v'shoivach. Not that it's nearer to me that that's the halacha. But Rabbi Yehuda's halacha that Shbar v'Shoivach me'alin behen, the ein me'alin b'meshe b'soichan. Not only do I agree with it, and Rabbi Yehuda postulated it, but even Rabbi Yossi agrees So therefore, Amar Rebbe Niren, put like in parentheses, Niren, L'Rabbi, the words of Rabbi Yehuda Babar B'Shoich. Why is that? Because the next line, because Rabbi Yossi is only talking about Masada B'Ilan. But otherwise, Bar V'Shoich and Ashba, he agrees fully to Rabbi Yehuda. Back to the Gemara. Roya Hachikamah. Nirin Bar V'Shoich Roya. Everything Bar Hachikamah. Fifth wide line. Nirin Rabbi Yehuda L'Rabbi Yossi B'Bar V'Shoich. The words of Rabbi Yehuda fully are agreed to by his adversary, by Rabbi Yossi. Shaf Rabbi Yossi L'Nechak Olav. When did Rabbi Yossi disagree? Only Besada V'Ilan. Bar V'Shoich Moidilei. No machlokes on the other three. Oh, very good. So it's not that Rebbe is Yov Yakos V'Shlishi and he is being Machria. Rebbe is just explaining, don't think perhaps that Rabbi Yossi has a full-blown machlokes 5 against 5 in all 5 cases. No. Rabbi Yossi agrees fully with Rabbi Yehuda Bar V'Shoich and Ashba. The only time that he disagrees is by Sod Abimah. With that, we concluded that shtickle.
It feels like a very wordy way. I mean, I understand.
It's a doichik pshat in the Loshon HaGemara.
Right, because it feels like we went through this whole exercise, and we basically got back where we started, because Rabbi Yossi only talked about Gedulei Hekdesh, and it felt like that's what he was saying. Rebbe's whole thing didn't...
And so what do we need Rebbe for?
I mean, the whole thing concludes with where we started. I don't understand what was added by these 7-8 lines.
Because in the middle there was a Havamina.
That they maybe disagreed in 05.
In 05. And the reason why Rabbi Yossi only picks on Sod V'Ilan is because he's saying,
rejecting that is the purpose of...
Okay. Exactly. That's the clarification that the Gemara brings in understanding Rebbe. Good. Now, although we're not going to refer now at this point to Rebbe and or Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to have a very similar machlokes between an unnamed Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and you'll see that a lot of the discussion that we had is going to be repeated to one in one form or another. Tan Rabban, Higdishon Reikonin VeYachikach Nismalu MeAlim BeHen MeAlim BeMeshu BeSoichen. What does that mean? All of these items were Reikonin, like the bar or the shoivach. They were originally empty. He was Makdishit, and then a day later, a week later, the bar, there was a Baruch Hashem, it rained. The bar is now full. Or the shoivach was originally empty, and Baruch Hashem now all types of migrant doves have come over the border against the czar that's supposed to prevent these migrants from coming in. They're making war crime. You have no idea. The whole world crime has gone down. And here in America, the migrants, the FBI says otherwise. No, that's a different story. Anyway, but getting back to Argon, let's not get into politics. He first went and he was Makdish Rikonin. The Yachon, the small, and only subsequently did they get filled up. So what did the Tanakhama say? Me'alim behen, me'alim b'mesher b'soichah. No, that's very, very simple. Why? Because he was only Makdish, the outer container, the bar, the shoivach, the ashba. We'll see in a moment what about the Sod V'Ilan.
They're not Reikonim necessarily. I mean, they're not empty. They're not containers.
What do you mean?
I mean, a Sod is not a container the way a bore is a container. It's a source.
I hear you. We're going to talk about that in a moment, Sod V'Ilan. But in the meantime, the three containers you can appreciate, right? Well, you have an empty bar. You have an empty shoivach, you have an empty ashba,
right.
You will makdish it, and subsequently get this malu, mehalim behen, mehalim b'shem soichen, but the rest is not, which is just like we had in the previous Mishnah that was Rabbi Yehuda.
Yes.
Mehalim behen, mehalim b'shem soichen. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, oimer, af mehalim b'meshem soichen. Even the subsequent water that comes into the bar, and the subsequent doves that come to reside inside the dovecot, and even the subsequent zevel that is now in this ashba, they also become kadosh. Wait, how could that be? He wasn't makdish them, and they're not derivatives. The Gemara is going to discuss it on the Amid Beis, and the Gemara is going to give the same svara as you gave before, because Odom makdish dovesh loy baloilam. We're going to see that shortly. Omer Rabba, So we have Machlokes Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So Pashup Shadda goes on the three empty boyrois, empty shoivach, and empty ashva. Omer Rabba, Machlokes with Sod V'Ilan. Machlokes is grabbed by Sod V'Ilan. That's the Reikonim, Sod V'Ilan. The Tanakama is of a Loki Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda said in all five cases, including the Sod of the Ilan, Me'alim Behen, Vein Me'alim Bemesha Besoichon. Rabbi Lozor of Shimon, Sovel like Rabbi Yossi. What did Rabbi Yossi say? I agree with you on the first three. I only disagree with you in the Sod of Ilan. Alba Bar Beshoivet, Rabbi Yakal, Me'alim Behen, Vein Me'alim Bemesha Besoichon. So therefore, Rabbi wants to say that this Machloikis in this Brisa is identical word for word like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda said that all five of them, Ein Me'alim Bemesha Besoichon. Rabbi Yossi said, I agree with you on three, but I disagree with you on the Sod of the Ilan. Says Rabbi, the Machloikis in this Brisa is only by Sod of the Ilan. The Tanakhama holds like that all five ain't me'al b'meshe b'seichen. The blood of Shimon holds like Rabbi Yossi that you are me'al in the two, the Sod of Elon, but not in the bar b'shoivach. Because on that, everybody agrees. Abai is not happy with that pshat. Omali Abai. The Elohod Sanya continue on at the sefer of the very same brisa. The brisa began hidishan reikonin v'yachkach nesmal. What happens hidishan meleyin when he was makdishit? It was already full to the brim, with the water, and with the doves, and with the zevel, and with the peiroth, and with the grass. Higdisha Malay. Now, each time was only makdish, the outer. He didn't say befeirish, the bar, and the mayim, and the shayvach, and the dove. Only, each time was only makdish, the outside container, let us call it.
We never said he had to.
No, he doesn't have to. He didn't have to be makdish anything. It's just a person who's being magnanimous and generous. But now the dust settles, we want to know, what did he effect by his being so generous? Did he effect only the bar or even the mayim? So the Braisa says at the outset, Higdishan Rikonim, V'yakach Nismalu, Machloikis, whether the subsequent contents is also Higdish or not, said Rabba, we're referring to the case of the Sod of Elon, where the new contents is contents of grass and peiros. Same machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, but Bar v'Shoivach, everybody agrees. Ein Ma'al Meshe B'Soichan, only the original container and not the subsequent contents. Says Abaye, that pshat doesn't work. Why not? Because the Braisa continues on. What happens? Yigdishan Malayin. It was already full of the contents. Me'al Behen u'Bameshe B'Soichan. Well, that makes sense because the tofel, the contents, goes along for the ride. But Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon Machlif. Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon says, Punk faket means just the opposite. Vinahapachu, which means, and this is the choyre here raising. In the case where the bar, lemoshel, was empty, and then after that it became mole, what's the din? Says the blood of Shimon, even only the water only came in a month later, becomes Kaddish a month later. The water came in 6 months later, it becomes Kaddish at that time. Af me'al b'mesh b'sach, it was reikon. He was makdish. The water came in subsequently. It's kaddish. On the other hand, what happens if he was makdish the bar with the water in it? Guess what? It's only the bar and not the water. Does that make sense? If an habachu, that's the loss of Lozer Reb Shimon Machlif. Rishbam says anytime that you have such a dover tema, then you want to express it. He says just the opposite. Reverse the situation.
Tema means.
Question, puzzlement,
bewilderment. Something that you are, in the modern day millennium, they all say, amazing, right? You know, the youngsters say, amazing, right? Something which is amazing, which is astonishing. Sokti Mora, v'hi besod v'ilan amay machlif. If, in fact, the Reisha and the Seifa are talking about sod v'ilan, not about bar and mayim. We're talking about sod v'ilan. So the sod in the Reisha was the sod of Reikon, meaning not a drop of grass. It was the middle of the winter, not a grass. Now in the summer, the grass has started to grow, Baruch Hashem, and therefore the sod now is full of grass. What does the Reisha say? So Blos Reb Shimon, the grass is Kaddish. Af me'al v'meshe b'soichan. Same thing, the tree in the middle of the winter, not a fruit to be had. Right. It comes Nissen, Baruch Hashem, finally a little brochema coming out, I make my brocha on the Birchas Ilonois, and then 3-4 months later, in the middle of summer, Baruch Hashem, I see my apples, my oranges, my whatever is growing now from the tree. Says Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon in the Reisha, since Reikon, even though it was initially Reikon, when they grow out subsequently, 3 months later, 6 months later, my alin bameh shebesaicha.
Kaduli hengdish shita in the ratio.
Okay, good. So now let's go to the sefer. Sefer is talking about that it was already malay, right? Malay.
Right, it's August or September.
It's already, and now he is makdish the tree. Says the blows of Shimon, only the tree and not the payrois. Says Rejbam, it doesn't make sense for two reasons. Number one, since they were already on the spot and part and parcel of the tree, then you should say that just like you makdish the tree itself, you makdish the tofel which is on the tree.
Correct.
Number two, because they could do the hegdish, as you said. It's certainly no worse than the case where
they didn't exist yet.
Didn't even exist, and when they grow 6 months later, now they become Kaddish, they're Geduli Hegdish. They're already on it, so then they are more than just Geduli Hegdish. They're part of the whole kit. Yeah, if you look at the Tabrishba. Vibasad Vilam Pligi Li El Gabi Hegdeshon Reikonin. Buhadin Bisefa Amai Machlif. Why would the blazer of Shimon switch his shita? Koshkein, heichad de mayalin b'meshe b'soichon. Sorry, koshkein hocha. Here in the safe, avad it should be mayalin b'meshe b'soichon. The katart, you have two reasons. Number one is giduli hegdish; it's growing from the hegdish. And number two, v'gam hegdish hakol biachad, because when he was makdish the tree, the payers were already there.
They're
like garami moicher; it's not worse than moicher. What did we say moicher in that original mishnah that we learned? Mocher ashba, mocher zivla, mocher bor, mocher meimeha, mocher shoivech, mocher yoim. The things which are already on it go along as a package deal. Like the tofel becomes bottled to the ikker. So I should say the same thing over here. It doesn't make sense. Rebbelozer b'shimin. It's been a hapachu. And therefore, says Abaya, the pshat that you just gave, that the machloikis beisod of the Elon, and it's the same machloikis as Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, that doesn't hold water. Just like the bar didn't hold water. This pshat is shva. Elom Rabbi, so Rabbi says, you know, man Talmid, man, my adopted son, Abaya, I agree with you. We're going to reverse it now. Machloik is bebar v'shoivach. The machloik is by the reikon and by the mole. The machloik is bebar v'shoivach. I don't know yet what the svara is. We're going to see that in a moment. Al besod v'ilon dibriya koil mayal behen ubameshe besoichon. Sai, if when he was originally makdishit, and say if he was only, in other words, and there was
subsequently,
only subsequent did the growth grow, such as the grass or the pears, it makes no difference. Divya koil mayal behen umesha besaychan. That everybody would agree to.
Geduli hegdish is a geduli hegdish.
Hegdish, just like Rabbi Yossi said on the Omer Aleph. Right. So now you're asking me, fine. Ubabar b'shoivik where he kind of my pligi, ubimaleim a my pligi. But explain to me. I still don't understand Rabbi Blazer Reb Shimon that does such a menahapachu. What's the difference between reikon and mole? What's going on? Says, well, I'll explain to you. The Reish is talking about Reikonin. Dear Pligi Beplukted Rameiv Rabbanon. What's that machlaikis? What we said before. The Tanakama Sovelik Rabbanon. The Amri Ein Odom Makne Dover Shaloi Bolo Oilam. And similarly, Ein Odom Maktish Dover Shaloi Bolo Oilam. So therefore, even though I was Maktish the Bar and the Shoivach, but only the Bar B'Shoivach, I later on, a day later, a month later, a year later, the bar got full of water, the shoivach got full of doves. They didn't even exist until now. The doves weren't even born until a few days ago. And this is already 6 months later. Einan makdash shaloylam, you can't be makdash. But, plus Reb Shimon Zavakram Meir, domer odam makne, dove shaloy boli oylam. You can be makne. Oh, so even though the water didn't exist, and the doves didn't exist, and the zevel didn't exist, nevertheless, you can go and be makdash, something which did not exist until now. That's Rameh. Zok the Gemara, Be'im the Shamus Le Rameh, where did Rameh say his halacha? Keep going, Peiris Dekel, David de Asu. When you're talking about a tree where you know that eventually there will be Peiris, I mean, short of Chas V'Sholem, a nuclear bomb or something, or a major hurricane or whatever, under normal circumstances, Peiris will come. And this Dekel is 50 years old every single year. They're Peiris, 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 Peiris. So they're going to come. So even though the pears themselves are dovash le'ba'olam, but its parent tree is already ba'olam, and salik choin in the tree itself, those nutrients and the minerals which are going to produce the future
potential.
So that potential is already there. So that I can understand. Hani miyem da'asu. Who says over here, when you have a bar, that it will eventually fill up with water? maybe this bor is going to remain dry for the next 50 years, especially if the bor happens to be in a desert in the middle of Arizona or something. It might be without water forever and ever. Who says that it's going to happen? And therefore, in such a case, even Reb Meir would agree that ein odam matna or makdish tovish lebelar. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara assumes that Reb Meir's case is talking about a tree, peiris dekel. The Rishbam says the real makoir of Reb Meir is by Kiddushin. What's the story by Kiddushin? A man says to a lady under the chuppah, Hari at mekudeshes li b'tabazu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael al menas she'ezgayir, on the condition that I will become a ger. He doesn't talk about Peiris Dekel at all. The Tanakhama says, listen, he's not a ger now, he's still a goy. Yes, he's going to become, when he becomes a ger, come back, we'll talk about it again. Then we'll make
it's in his power.
Exactly right. That's the Svara of Remeir. It's in his power. So it has the potential, like you said before.
Right. But the power, in the case of the ger, it's entirely in his potential.
Okay.
In the case of the Peiris on the tree, or the asavim on the field, and certainly in the case of the water and the boar, it's not in anybody's potential. Mm-hmm. It's there, but as you said, the hurricane can come, the nuclear bomb can go off. There's many more things that are outside the reach.
Which you're saying is correct, and the same applies to that man. That man can go and change his mind.
But that's a choice.
Okay.
The tree can't choose not to have fruit.
Okay.
Okay.
I hear you loud and clear. Why does the Gemara chap on them the case of Peiris Dekel, as opposed to chapping on the case of Ezgayer? So Rishbam says, because there's another Gemara, Maseches Yevamos, where the Gemara is similar to what we had yesterday, really, this morning. So what does it say on the Amud Beis? That Abaye said, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Galil, Reb Meir, Reb Nosson, Sumchus, Nachamadi, everybody holds, Ki Mazben Inish, Midi, Yivachol Tashmishte Mazben. And you remember Rishbam and Toysa said, it's not that they hold exactly the same, but they have more or less the same approach and perspective. There's a similar Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. If you skip down to where the Rishbam brings in parentheses Daf Tzadik Gimel,
right,
at five or six lines before the wide lines, you have the same thing. Domer Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Huna, Kirav, V'Rav, Kireb Yanai, V'Reb Yanai, Kireb Chia, V'Reb Chia, Kireb Meir, V'Kula Svirlu Odom Matne Dovah Shaloi Boli Olam. And the Gemara says over here, okay, Rav Huna is the first one, Rav Huna Kirav, Rav Huna Mayi, the Itmar we learned, Ha Moyicha Peres Dekel Chaveroi, Om Rav Huna, Actually, boli oilam yochel lachzer boy. Mishabol oilam any yochel lachzer boy. Person sells Peiris Dekel. They haven't even
sprouted
yet. It's still before Nissan. It's not even roy for the birchas ilonis. Says Rav Huna, actually, boli oilam. If they haven't come to the world yet, yochel lach, he can still change his mind. When can you not change his mind? Mishabol oilam. Once they are now in the world, and what do you mean? When he was makna them, it was a dover shaloi boli oilam.
Makna sounds like there was a masa kinyan.
Yeah.
So once there's a kinyan, how can it be mchozer? If a person, if I sell...
I hear you. Can you make a kinyan with a stipulation attached?
Yes.
And if the stipulation is not met, if the tenai is not met?
The kinyan's void.
Oh, but he made a kinyan. Here the person made a kinyan. Moicha peiris dekel chaveroi, because they're going to go and grow. So that's the Tanai built in,
right,
that I'm being moichel, the peiris don't exist yet, but they're going to exist. So if and when, Amir Tashem, they're going to go and exist.
We learned in all these cases, when the condition is in somebody's power to exercise or negate, it's one thing. When it's something external, such as the fruits growing, the rain falling, all these things, it's not the same.
It's certainly not the same. And that's why you remember the Rishbam said this morning that vis-a-vis all those cases, although they're in the same derech, but it's not that they all hold the same thing. La mishem de kulis vilu ki hadodi. Not that they all hold, they're all online. Each one says, yes, 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 pecking order. No, there are differences between each one. Some of them are big differences, some are small differences. But at least, in general, they all hold.
They move in the same direction.
So the same thing over here, they're moving in the same direction, even though there are differences in scale and differences in sheet and svar, etc. Okay, so all the Rishbam says is, even though Reb Meir himself never talked about Peiris Dekel, but since the Gemara attributes Rav Huna like Rav, and Rav like Reb Yanai, Reb Yanai like Reb Chiya, Reb Chiya like Reb Meir, so the Gemara kind of truncated and said, oh, so I see Reb Meir holds like Rav Huna, Rav Huna like Reb Meir. So the assumption is that Reb Meir holds not only in a case of She'ez Gayer, but also in a case of Peiris Dekel. So getting back to our Gemara now. Remember, how did Rabba change his mind? What did he say? Starting on the top line, Ela Omer Rabba, Machloik Zibar Vishoivach. That's where there's Machloik is Tanakama and Rablaz Ripshim. And then we said, but what's the machloek by Reikonin? Why should Reb Lozer Reb Shimon hold by an empty bar that fills up with water? Empty shoivach fills up with doves. Empty ashba fills up with zevel. Why should he hold that he should be makdish those things? They don't even exist. Dov shel b'loilam, says he. That's Remeir. Remeir holds that even a dov shel b'loilam, a person can be makna and a person can be makdish. But Freiting Amara, when did Remeir and the others hold that you can be makna, a dov shel b'loilam? There's got to be something, a potential, like you said. There's got to be a peiris dekel davidi da'asu. Hani miyem da'asu. Who says that there's ever going to be a drop in this bar? This bar could already be chorev already 50 years. Who said that the shoivach is going to have any doves? Maybe there hasn't been a dove that's come to rent an apartment already in years. Same thing, the ashba didn't have zevel for years. Who said? So it's not a peiris dekel davidi asi. And even a mayor would agree in such a case that ain odam makne or makdish dov shel b'loilam. Amar Rava, Rava says, you have a very good point. If you're talking about a bar in the middle of the desert, you'd be 100% right. You can't say he's makne or makdish dov shel b'loilam. He's from a mishkachas l'b'mayim aboyim derech hatzeiroi lebar. It's been there for the last 50 years. There happens to be a brook or a river which is right next to his property. And every muntig and donishtig, Monday and Thursday, guess what happens? Not only is there no parking on the alternate side, but also there's water that flows from that brook, from that stream, into the, and that's the way it's been for years and years and years, and it's also at an incline. So you know for sure it's going to happen. I don't know what happened today, it'll happen tomorrow, but this happens all the time. And therefore, it's just like the Peiris Dekel David Asi that you know, 99% it's going to happen. And the same thing is Yoinam Aboyim Derech Shoivchoi L'Shoivach. Apparently other Shoivachs in the neighborhood, and when they want to finally get to their final residence, they pass through my shoivach first, and that's an automatic thing. My shoivach is kind of their middle station. They come through my shoivach, and then they go to the
Times Square. They transfer
exactly. They're like the migrants when they get off of the buses, and then they have to.
But then you have a problem if you're makdish the shoivach and you're makdish and the doves inside become kadosh. Mm-hmm. Then you have something kadosh that's floating in the world, mm-hmm. and it's aser everything. And uh-huh. You have a problem meila, and every bird in the world suddenly becomes suffik meila.
Yeah, that'd be a big problem. I agree with you. But why don't you go one step further? What happens if he's makdish birds themselves without a shoivach? Everybody agrees you can be makdish birds, right?
You can cripple them, you can tie them down.
You can, but what happens if he doesn't?
Then you've released a hazard into the world.
100%. Whether or not you might be able to be poyed or not, these are things that you can clear, but
this is a kachim issue.
Exactly. But so for our purposes, says the Gemara, this is talking about taka, a bar mit a shoivach, where it is an odam makne, according to Remeir, dov shel b'loilam, because it's just parallel to the case of the Peiris Dekel David Dos. It's going to happen. Okay, so that's the machloikis in the Reisha. But what's the machloikis in the Sefer by the Meleim, that he was makdish the bar and it was already mole mayim, says now the Tanakama, the same thing as he said before, zok the Tanakama Meleim mi'alim behenem emesha besoichon, because it's like our Mishnah, when you are mochar, ashpa, mocha, zivla, mocha, bar, mocha, memea. It's all a package deal. Right. So if he's makdish the bar, and it's mole, so it includes the mayim. We all that. But says Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, no. If the bar was already full of water, then it doesn't become kaddish. This is mamish, it's hair raising. It's like standing on your head. If the bar is empty and he's makdish future waters, oh, that works, yeah, no problem. If he's makdish a bar and it's full, no, the bar doesn't become. The bar becomes full. That job become kaddish. Chas v'shalom. It's only the bar. That's ben hapachut. Does that make sense? The water that doesn't exist yet, that becomes kaddish. Sure, person can be makne dov shel b'loilam. So certainly, a person can be makne dov shel b'olam.
In fact, it's derivative of makne dov shel b'olam to makne dov shel lo b'olam.
Okay, fine, good.
It's the derivative.
Fine, very good. Is okti mar b'mlei my pligi amarovik going to hitish bar stam. Reb Loza, Reb Shimon, Sovelo Kavua, Domedonin Din Gavoya Midin Hedjoit, Ma Din Hedjoit, Motzi Omar, Biris Viniloch, Ma Eloiz Viniloch, Avdin Gavoya Bira Atish Mayeloy Atish. So Reb Lozer Reb Shimon is like his father.
Reb Shimon Bar Yochai.
We had this Reb Shimon earlier on in our Masechta. What was the case over there? A person was Makdish a field. And the question was, what was Kodosh in that field? Reb Shimon said, nothing is Kodosh in that field, with the exception of the Chorev HaMorkev and the Sadon HaShikas. Mar says, why those two? Because those are growing, those are Gedulei Hekdesh. When he's Makdish the Sada, automatically it's not only the Sada, it's the roots, it's the whole 9 yards, the Ganze Sada. So now, if in that Sada you have a Chorev HaMorkev which is growing out, or you have a Sadon HaShikas growing
which
out.
Which are usually separate fields, separate plots, and separate labels.
Halachically, they're legally, right, they're separate. Right. But because they're separate getting that title. Nourishment, that unique, then they have a din, just like the field itself. Okay, so that's what Reb Shimon said, Legabe Sadon and Legabe the Chorev HaMorkev. But otherwise, everything else, he said, is not included in the Sada. Okay, so Reb Shimon holds like Zavua. The Omar, Donen Din Gavoy Midin Hejit. Din Gavoya, Hegdish, and Hejit are the same. So Ma Din Hejit, Matzi Omerle, what is the answer? Matzi Omerle, Yatzi Omerle. He can go and tell him, the Moichi can sell, say to the Lekech, Biris Vinaloch, I only sold you the bar, Ma Yeloi Zvinaloch, but I didn't sell you the Mayim. Notice in the documents, notice in the Kinyonim, in the negotiations, we kept on saying, bar, 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 bar. We never mentioned anything about Mayim. This was specially done that way because I, Reb Shimon, hold Moicher Ba'ayin Ra'a Moicher. I'm only giving you the minimum.
Whatever it says in the documents.
And what is in the document? Only the Mayim, only the bar, and not the Mayim. Mayim is not included. So Din Gavoy is not any better. It has the same status. Bira Aktish, Mayeloy Aktish. It was only Makdish the bar, and not the Mayim.
So other Makdish Ba'ayin Ra'a Makdish, according to Reb Shimon?
Yes. That's okay. What he holds. That's what we had this Reb Shimon earlier on our Masechta. If we can find it quickly, I'm happy to go and show up. Sorry?
I'm in
base. I'm in base? Okay.
We should go.
I'm in base. A long time. Feels like a year.
It's all those traveling we did with Robert Barchana, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Travel the world.
Okay, look at the very top of the omit. Ayin beis omit beis. Shkoyach mendi. Velaka shehoil v'yonkim so dehegdish. Ela, second line. Reb Shimon l'divrei and d'rabban kam lehu. Lididi, according to me, Reb Shimon, ki hech de moicher, ba'ayin ro'a moicher, makdish nami, ba'ayin ro'a makdish.
Thank you.
Therefore he was Mashiach, according to you, that you hold that it was ba'ayin yof, at least agree, chor v'shikma and sanashik.
Thank you.
No problem. Shkoyach. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, says our Gemara, you know why in the case of the mole, Reb Lozer Reb Shimon says only the bar and not the mayim, because he says hegdish is just like mecher, and just like mecher, what's the din?
Ayin ra,
and he only sold
the minimum, the bar,
the bar without the mayim. When he's makdish, it's also only the bar and not the mayim. We have one problem with this. What's the problem? Let's go back to our Mishnah. You're telling me that hegdish is just like bar. So what does it say? Just like mecher. Ayin chesam ebay, said the Mishnah.
Mocha
me'mea. So you're saying that Hegdish is just like Mecher. Okay,
so,
fine.
So Rav Shimon argues with our Mishnah. So what's the problem?
We don't know yet about Machlekes. So we're assuming so far that everybody is on the same page. And in working with the same bar and the same water. And therefore, the Mishnah says, if you sell a bar, Mayim is included. So based on that, you're telling me Reb Shimon holds like his father, and Din Hegdish and Din Gavoya, Din Hegdish are exactly the same. And just like by the bar was sold and not the Mayim. Same thing by, one second, by bar, it is Mayim. Don't tell me not the Mayim. Bar includes Mayim. So Din Gavoya should also be bar includes Mayim. So why does Reb Shimon say only the bar and not the Mayim? Frankly, what? By Din Hegdish, loy. By Din Hegdish, you're telling me bar and not the water, but to that, the Chumash of the Mishnah. Macha bar, macha meimav. It's so clear. Amarava masis in yichidahi. It's in fact a machloikis. Our mission is only a das yochid. Desani, we have a brisa. Mocher bar. He only said bar. Loi mocher meimav. And that's a Tanakama, which sounds like it's the Rabbanon, the Rabbim. Reb Nosan oimer, mocher bar, mocher meimav. Oh, so that's our Mishnah of mocher bar, mocher meimav. But that's a das yochid. Reb Shimon says, I hold like the Tanakama. Mocher bar, loy mocher meimav. Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon says, I hold like my Tati, that holds that Din Gavoy is like Din Hedjit, and just like the Tanakam of this Brisa, which seems to be the Psak of the Rabbanan of the Rabbim, the Mochabor Loi Mochamim, Makdish Bar also Loi Hikdish Meimav. And that's why I say in the case of the Malayim that the halacha is that it's only the bar itself and not the Meim. So now that we've concluded the discussion, let's just crystallize. We had a tremendous kasha. I don't understand. It was amazing, astonishing, hair raising.
Said that when you makdish the bor full of water, you're only makdish the bor and not the water.
But if the bor was empty,
you would makdish the bor and any subsequent water.
And absolutely, madach in the case of the subsequent water is going to be kaddish.
Certainly, the bor.
Certainly, the existing water should be kaddish. So, what did the Gemara answer? In the Reisha, when we're talking about the future, that's not a problem. The future, because we hold like Rameir. And Rameir holds all the Maklashim of the Boilam. But you said it's only by Peres Dekel, but water doesn't necessarily fill up a bar. We're talking about Nukimta, where there will be water in this bar, because it's been for the last 50 years, water flows in every day.
But actually, it makes even more sense, because if I sell a bar, how could I own the water that comes into the bar? Mm-hmm. The purchaser, Lokeach, it's his chatzar now, it's mm-hmm. his bar.
Right.
How could I exclude the mm-hmm. water that mm-hmm. comes into that bor? Because once I sell the container, then any contents that come in belongs to the purchaser or to the gizbar.
Okay, so our Gemara is focusing on the hegdish as opposed to the mecher.
Right.
Now, if you're asking, perhaps, that why don't you say, just like by a person, the chotzer is koina on his behalf,
why
by hegdish, you should say all to the chotzer.
Right.
You are mechavin to the Rishbam's kasha. Rishbam asks his kasha back on the Omer Aleph. If you look, five lines from the bottom of the Omid. Hegdishin Rekam. Hegdishin is four lines, one line above that, in the middle of the Rishbam. The Babar Vishoivach Moidi, Dulei Alim Rishus Hegdish, Liknois Menishusai Kiyad Hedjoit. Dil Behedjoit Israboi Rishus, meaning a chotzer, them he motzi to motzi biyodi hagneva. And we say, what's the double he motzi to motzi? Biyodai, and also the Chatzairai.
Right.
The Hegdish, there is no such limud. So in one sense, Hegdish is shvacher
than Hedjit.
Than Hedjit. Hedjit can be koiner through Kinyan Chatzir, but Hegdish cannot be koiner through Kinyan Chatzir. Hegdish doesn't have that same din of, oh, I own the Chatzir, anything that comes in, I'm koiner, shtor zazach, only by Hedjit. It's a Chedisha, but that's how you have to learn Agamar. So therefore, bottom line is, in the case of the Reikonin, then you have Tsuga coming to Vasa later on.
Later coming, water so, coming in later.
Exactly, says Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, like Reb Meir, Odom, Makna, and Makdish, Davashel Baloilam. But of course, only like a Peres Dekel, and here we're talking about such a waterfall situation.
Right, which is typical.
It's typical, and it's a daily,
frequent.
It's a frequent fly, I have nothing to worry about. Oh, then I Makdish it. But if the bar is already full of water, why did I only say bar? Why didn't they say boy rumayim, a bar in its context?
Other makdish, ayin ramakdish.
Because ayin ramakdish, and therefore, since he said bar, it's only bar. You want to say mayim? Throw in the word mayim. Until you throw in the word mayim, it's bar only and nothing more. So even though on the surface it looks like v'nahapachu, we now understand why Reb Shimon holds future water will be included, because he wouldn't go and write the bar and the mayim to be included later on, because it's not even here yet. But it's automatic, because of the Makdash Ulaylam. However, when you're talking about that this bar already residing in it, since he only mentioned bar and not mayim, only bar and not mayim, and this goes like the Tanakama that says, Mocha bar, loy mochar menkot.
Frequently, and I would look up in Mafteach,
if I had it
handy.